I'm Sasha Shipway, and welcome to a second Christmas version of The Netball Show with Viper 10.
Once you start winning, you kind of want to keep doing it as much as you can.
It's hard to walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us.
It's Kat here from Benacross Maverick. We are announcing Frankie Wells and Alice Travis.
Jade is a massive name to get her. It's just absolutely incredible.
We'll be hearing from Trish Wilcox, and she looks back on the year for Welsh netball and her thoughts on last season's Dragons campaign.
I had the opportunity to jump on board with Viper 10, and it really drew to me, it being born here in Bournemouth, and that's where my dad's from. And you know what, the people are pretty cool, so I get along with them really well, so it was an easy fit. I saw the kits, and from the get-go, I absolutely loved them. They were fun, a little bit flirty and just different. So yeah, it was cool, and they're really comfortable.
Trish, a season of development, if anything, and growth for Welsh netball?
Yes, in so many areas of the game. You know, you look at Celtic Dragons, secured a four-year contract to compete in Super League, hosting a historic two-test series versus New Zealand. In the development area, we know we've put more coaching and umpiring courses on to upskill and grow our passionate workforce. So the development team have done an amazing job, as well as performance.
Dragons obviously finishing that season with that win.
Yeah, that was a huge boost. You know, we've gone through the season and the players, coaches and managements have shown such resilience throughout the season to keep striving, to be better every game. You know, I'm proud of the way every player's improved. The close margins we've had against the teams, you know, although clearly frustrating for all of us, show how close we are and how competitive we've been. And I think the girls have shown their fight and team spirit throughout the season.
It might not read that way on paper, but there has been quarters where it's almost been point for point.
Yes, yeah, we've been the most competitive, I think, you know, in the time that we've looked back. And we've shown that we deserve to be in this league. You know, would we have liked more wins? Of course. The players, you know, have kept striving, kept improving, kept putting their learnings into each game. And I think we've grown as a team and individuals. We had 7 debutants this season in the 12, 3 of those under 21 players. So, you know, in terms of the future, you know, that certainly bodes well. And I don't think any team took us lightly.
Have you enjoyed it as a coach? I mean, any particular player, Sean, yeah. Key moment?
Oh, well, there's always memorable moments, you know, throughout any season. I think the game against the Sirens, you know, that certainly was a highlight. The Green Army were amazing. You know, we were at home. I think that was the game the team played to their potential that we knew they had. In terms of players, you know, it's always hard to single out one player. However, Khalifa McCollin was a player that I thought embraced the opportunity to play with the Dragons. She was a joy to coach.
Looking at the bigger scale for Welsh netball over the past year, you had the two-day test against the Silver Ferns. How much of a coup was that?
You know, that was fantastic in so many ways. You know, it was recognition of the hard work that had been put in behind the scenes, the change of venue. That was a sudden change of venue. I thought the organisation managed that and handled that so well. And it was a great occasion, not just on the court, but off the court, you know, to bring out the performance we did in the second test, you know, halving that scoreline and achieving the best score ever by a Welsh team against New Zealand was really rewarding. And I think, you know, it had a great boost for netball in Wales as a whole.
You must have enjoyed that as well a little bit.
Yes, I certainly did. You know, it was great to catch up with people that I knew from New Zealand. And just for us all to have the opportunity to play against, you know, some of the best, if not the best players in the world, you relish those opportunities because they don't come often.
Welsh netball this year had lost Wendy White.
Yes, and that was hugely, hugely sad. Wendy, you know, was a pivotal and influential person, and it affected everybody at Welsh netball heavily. It was a great honour for us to be able to name the trophy for the internationals, you know, the Wendy White Trophy, which we played for against the Silver Ferns. And this trophy now will be a trophy at all internationals played in Wales. You know, that's what we'll compete for. And that secures her name then in the fabric and history of the sport. You know, she certainly was an amazing, passionate person that had vast knowledge and understanding of netball in Wales. And, you know, she was called upon by past and current staff, you know, for advice on various matters and was always there at hand, you know, to give that advice. An amazing lady.
The season's barely just finished, but how much have you enjoyed it from having that support around you?
The support team, yes, they're amazing. You know, I'm very fortunate to work with a highly qualified and passionate support team. And they all go the extra mile. You know, they care deeply about the franchise and everyone in it. We really couldn't do what we do without the group that we have. And it's so important to get the right people in the environment with the right skill set. And I believe we certainly have that here.
Things are in good shape at the minute with Welsh netball. Obviously, the team continue to inspire the next generation.
Yes, and, you know, we want to grow the game and inspire success. You know, that's our vision, and that's what we're implementing. And I think we've taken great strides over the last few years. You know, it's just the start. We're certainly building a solid foundation for the future, but that takes time and patience. And we are excited about the future of Welsh netball as it develops and grows.
How important has the Dragons fans been last season?
Well, I am a little bit biased about the Green Army fans because I think they're the best fans in the Super League.
You're allowed to be.
You know, you know, they are so vocal, passionate and loyal. You know, we had the drums out this season and they certainly, you know, influence and lift the team at home games. And they really are the best fan base, you know, even on social media, our Twitter and Instagram followers, I think, have gone up by about 1,000 this season. So, you know, our fan base is growing from lots of different platforms and our home and away fans. You know, we've certainly had more fans travel away this season, which has been fantastic for us. So they truly are an amazing group and we appreciate them immensely and thank them for all their support, which has been unwavering this season.
And can you take a bit of a break or has planning started already?
Yeah, plans have started already. You know, the plans start immediately. I haven't been able to see lots of my family, so I'm looking forward to spending some time with them and catching a breath, but then we're straight into it. You know, we have preparations, obviously, for next season's Super League, and it all goes then into preparations for Commonwealth Games. So it's, you know, I want to say it's a fast and furious season again, but every season seems to be fast and furious.
The next week, it should be 2018, can you believe it? And we'll be having a look at some of our favourite moments of the podcast so far.
Once you start winning, you kind of want to keep doing it as much as you can.
It's hard to walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us.
It's Kat here from Benacross Maverick. We are announcing Frankie Well and Alice Travis.
Jade is a massive name to get her. Just absolutely incredible.